Hello.
Hi, I just got disconnected from.
Sorry for that. Actually, I was saying that in case if you are saying that we are getting your extra money from you, we took the money and we run away and something, we are agreed to refund your hosting server full amount without any further discussion. Because at this moment,
that was never really used, right?
And
okay,
it's used.
Hold on. Can
it's
I just
used because we moved the site on your online
server. Right,
that's
right.
Why
but that why
that.
Was right.
And
that was done
server.
Under your guys's. Okay, but hold on. That was done because you guys told me that that needed to happen in order. So even though the website's incomplete, that needed to happen. So if it was up to the website dispute, right? Like if it was up to that point, then it would never have been hosted because I wouldn't have approved it. I didn't approve it. So that was your company's suggestion. That's why I'm also really upset because it was under your company's suggestion. Let's move it to hosting now because that's the next step and that's the next necessary step to complete your website, and then it was never completed, right? So like you giving me that full money back is honestly like that's what you need to do because that was obtained fraudulently. That's what I'm saying. You guys told me we need to do this in order to move to the next step and complete your website, and that part was never done. So that money could be argued that it was taken, you know, how, like under fault, right? So of course you're going to refund me that, and I appreciate that. But now on to the website design, right? The website design is incomplete. So there has to be some kind of middle ground here. There has to be a middle ground.
Are you in front of your computer at the moment? Are you in front
yes,
of your
I
computer
am.
At the moment? Can you write down harpsidhu.ca?
To do which one?
The website is harpsidhu.ca. Harp is like H-A-R-P is in Paul. Sidhu. S is in Sam. I is in Indiana. D is in David. H is in Henry. U is in umbrella.ca. Did you open it?
It's opening.
Okay.
But why am I going here?
I want to show you something.
Okay.
It's open?
Yeah.
It's open? Okay, great. Can you see the home banner, find your future dream house? And underneath having a search bar. Did you see it?
Sorry, I don't understand. Am I looking at what now?
You see the first banner, and you see that there's a search bar there. Find your future dream home underneath having a search bar. This website we created, and she's also using the MLS. And what MLS she is using, do you think? The MLS that I provide you, the third option, Showcase IDX. And the Showcase IDX provide each and every short codes to upload that on the website. This search bar, we didn't create this search bar. This search bar is coming from directly from the Showcase IDX or IMLS. And what happened next? Again, the same way I sent you the email to select the search bar and confirm from your MLS team, like this MLS or IDX is approved by your company or not. So the same way, the Harp Sidhu, the person name, she sent this Showcase IDX to their MLS team. And MLS
So how come this wasn't explained to me, right? Like, how come your team failed to explain and do correctly? Like, that's what I'm really frustrated with. This was never explained to me. What was explained was, oh, we can't get the MLS search bar. We contacted your Trev thing, and now you need to pay for some service from some third party. That was explained to me, which is why, like, so you're telling me that your company could have avoided this whole thing. That's what you're telling me.
At this moment, the answer of your question is that the same way what happened with you, the same way it happened with Harp as well, right? That's why I'm showing you this website. What happened? She has the MLS as well. She is also located in Toronto, Canada, right? She had the MLS as well. The same issue, she was also facing the same issue. Like she didn't get the search option, each and everything, she didn't get it from their MLS. what the problem that you are facing at the moment, the same problem, she was also facing the same problem. So after the long conversation, like 4 or 5 months, again, 6 months, again, she was saying, the same word what you are saying at the moment. She was saying she wants to go with the same ambulance. She don't want to switch the ambulance or something. So after the 6 months, the whole conversation, there is little frustration level as well, each and everything back and forth we spoke about and all that stuff. And at the end, she understand the thing that her ambulance is not providing the search options and other stuff.
I know, but you guys should should know that. So agree. So especially now that you're telling me that you actually did another website for someone else and ran into the same problems, you should be well aware that you can't service Toronto, or you should at least tell people that come to you up front, say hi, what website you're trying to build. We can't do that. That's what you should have done. You're basically telling me now that you knew that you couldn't do that, and yet you still kind of like roped me along, right? For a year, like that's all I hear from you. Like you're saying that we encountered these same problems, and then we decided to continue to screw you over and pull you along for a year. That's what you're saying.
We are not saying that like we cannot do it again. We can do that. We are giving you the third option. Like, this is another option if your ambulance is not providing. After the brief searching with your ambulance team, we communicated with your ambulance
team. How come that information wasn't provided to me previously? Why did you guys take $1,000 of my Canadian dollars, okay, out of my account in order for you to tell me that? Why? That's what I don't understand. Is like you're saying, oh, yeah, we knew that this issue was going to come up, and, you know, we also had the same issue with her. How come that wasn't disclosed to me earlier, until after you took all my money? That's what I don't understand.
It's not all about...
Like, that's not the correct way to do business.
Actually,
that's not the way to do right business.
Actually, we were expecting the same thing, how we were expecting the same thing from the heart as well. Like
these are your options. This is the only option you have now. You need to go to another company and pay them another fee so that we can finish your website.
We never say that you need to pay them, right? Right? So we need to
I will find the email. There was I remember when I saw the prices, that's when I lost it. Like that's when I lost it. I will find that email for you if you need. Right?
We just show you the price, and we never mentioned.
Correct.
That.
Exactly.
You need to pay them, right? The same way the Harp to do, which I'm talking about, we are paying them for next year, right? We are paying for her, right? That's the same way we are paying to you as well. Not a problem.
Yeah. Well, that was never disclosed to me. So it's not an option any longer.
We are giving you this option. This is a very simple option to get all the listing on your website and get the short course easily without any taking longer.
Sorry,
and
I've wasted enough time.
You know what the best thing is that with the Hub? Again, it's a 5 or 6 month. We expanded a lot and we didn't get any solution. And after that, I got the solution and shared with the Hub to do, right? And what happened, like, within the next 24 hours, we fixed all the things, and now you can see she's running
you know,
website.
Gary, I think that if this was presented to me previously in this kind of manner, I might have gone for it. But that's the thing. It was never presented to me in this manner. You guys left things out until you had to disclose them. And that's, I don't agree with that style of business model.
At that moment, we were thinking, right? We were supposing that your ambulance will provide it, right? And even at that moment, when your ambulance...
But you knew that they wouldn't. You knew that they wouldn't. Because you just told me you had the same problem with HARP.
We know that, like, you might be your support department will provide some short code or some unique code for the search bar. We were waiting for that option. Right, but unfortunately, you know that, right? Suddenly, we got the email or we got the phone call from your ambulance support department that we cannot provide such option or such code, right? That's why, and right away, I sent you the email, like they are saying they cannot provide the search code. So we have another option, and I sent you the email, like that is also your case idea. the same way we did with the hub and we did the other customers as well, if anything will be happen. In the same way, in the later on, if any customer will come with the, along with the MLS, so we ask them, like, whatever the things they are providing. Normally,
but why didn't you ask me, okay, but hold on, why
normally
didn't you ask me in the beginning? Why didn't you ask me in the beginning?
The MLS normally provide all the short codes. It normally
right.
happens.
Why didn't you, okay, again, can you answer my question? Why didn't you ask me for that in the beginning when the first moment that you knew that that's what I was looking for is an MLS search bar? Why didn't you ask me for that then? Why? Why was it 10 months later and after I paid out so much money to you guys that that's when you tell me, oh, actually, we need the MLS? Why?
The same. The answer of this question is that we were thinking about it, like this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your MLS should provide.
Yeah, you were
because
thinking about it, but you didn't ask me about it, right? So you guys were just thinking about
thing.
It, and you knew.
Thing. Even you just think about it, right? If you are going somewhere else, and definitely you are damn sure about that, 99% you will get this thing from this store. Definitely you go there, right? So the same way we were waiting it, normally the MLS, 99% MLS provider provides a short course for the search bar, and that's why we were waiting for. And the unfortunate, like a one person MLS doesn't provide these things. That's why it happens. It will never happen, right? Because we don't want it to be show our service or provide our service like this to anyone. I can say this: you are the only one customer at this moment, and in out of my 1,000 plus customers, like where it happened with this thing would happen with you only out of my 1,000 plus customers. I can say this because we never provide this type of customer service to anyone. Because, and from our side, if you just place yourself in my shoes, definitely we are trying to do a best thing or provide you the best service at any cost. And we keep trying.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't. It did not. It definitely. Listen, I know you guys are trying. You're trying, and this is like the fairest conversation that I've had with your company the entire time I've been here. So that should speak something to you, right? Like maybe you're trying, yes, but I don't think that it was properly communicated throughout my time here. And I think that it has taken too long. There was a million different people that they were kept changing. I couldn't finish it. It took longer than it needed to, even though I was happy with the website. I actually really, and that's what makes me so upset, because that's why I was waiting. I was waiting 10 long months for this website, and I was happy with it up until the point that you guys handed me something and said, here you go, this is your website, and it looked nothing like what I needed it to look like. And you guys just were, oh, there you go, that's your website, that's what you paid for, and gave me such a difficult time. Like, if someone had communicated to me what you're communicating with me now, then the whole progress, like progression of this sort of contract relationship with your company would have been very different. But at this point, I don't want to speak with you guys ever again. Like, I really don't. Right now, I just want my money back. That's all I want. I think that I was treated really unfairly, that I still don't have what I need to move on. So why would I just give you guys $500 for the design and website? Why? Like, why am I being that nice just to give it to you guys just because you guys tried? Like, why am I doing that?
I really don't understand that. And whatever you have just said, right, I really don't understand and agree with you, right? But at this moment, because I'm speaking with you since around 1 hour, right? So at this moment, and you just said you are just happy with the design as well, right? That is only one issue, which is a search bar MLS. At this moment, you already spent a lot of time, and we are also spending a lot of time on this project particularly. And at the end, what you're getting, nothing, right? I agree with that. And if you will get the refund, I'm not saying that we're not refunding you. We agree with that. But at this moment, what I'm saying to you, being a human being or being, you can say, as a business relationship, right? So at the end, spending a lot of time and each and everything, at the end, you're not getting the website and you're getting a refund and you will come back to go back to other agency or something. So what I'm saying to you, we have a solution right in front of me right now, and he show the results as well on the half-city website.